The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
So tonight we're going to have an encouragement talk from Senior Assistant Teacher Jenny Smith, who's also the Assistant Eno and also is the practice leader of the Boundless Way Pittsburgh group. So listening with all our hearts to Jenny's encouraging words, and then we'll start around and sit for the rest of the period.
Within light there is darkness, but do not try to understand that darkness. Within darkness there is light, but do not look for that light. Light and darkness are a pair, not one, not two. Like the foot before and the foot behind in walking. So I had this stanza in a little text widget in my phone years ago. I don't really know what it means, but it appeals to me. And I was on a road trip to go see the first of the two big solar eclipses back in 2017. And well, the light and the dark, of course, come to mind with an eclipse. But it was also something of a family reunion because a bunch of us were traveling to get in the path of totality where some other family lived, and we all gathered there. And the previous big family reunion had been a funeral. And it had been a few years before, but it just seemed like it was in the air on that road trip and at that gathering. And when I hear it, I think about light and darkness. I think about darkness as death and loss and injury and disease, that kind of darkness, and light as connection and communion. I guess I was thinking something like communication, but communion. And I wanted to show this text I was carrying to my family, but I also didn't, because it also, I could see how you could hear it as there's a silver lining in every dark cloud. I didn't want anyone to take it like that. And besides the dark and depressing things, the dark is also mystery. And the light is awe, and those are pretty closely intermingled. In the summer residency, when we had the bookshelves open and was looking into the Shito poems, I was looking for alternate translations, and I read one that put on this, in parentheses after the light, said, "That's the relative," and after the dark, "That's the absolute." Which that had never occurred to me. And oh, that's kind of interesting, but I don't really like it. It kind of sounds too much like your secret Zen decoder ring. That I'm always, I mean, I'm always thinking I missed out on the secret Zen decoder ring, but when I find something that lays it out like that, it just seems kind of cheap. And I kind of like these haunting words and not really knowing what they mean. And they could mean literally light and dark, because so much of it, when I have that feeling of both connection and communion and mystery, is literally about seeing light. And light and darkness are a pair, because if it was just light, it would just be uniform. But it's light and darkness intermingled. These indescribable ways, and it's communication. Direct, wordless communication from everything in the universe to everything else in the universe. Remember hearing a physicist, Richard Feynman, talking about that, how amazing it is, this thing, light, that it, these signals can fly around and not bump into each other from all directions continually. And I liked hearing that perspective. I don't really think about it in terms of physics, but I just, it seems like when I remember to get out of my head, and see what's here, it's the light and the darkness that bring me back. Within light there is darkness. But do not try to understand that darkness. Within darkness, there is light, but do not look for that light. Light and darkness are a pair, not one, not two, like the foot before and the foot behind in walking. Thank you.